This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we are now well into the DNC meltdown that's taking place in Philadelphia. Now day two of that. We have our reporters on the ground who will be joining us from inside and outside the convention center. A lot of big developments, obviously. We've got excerpts of some of the speeches last night. We have Bernie Sanders being booed when he first came out and said, I'm with her. And then you've got also Michelle Obama saying the same thing. Oh, you're with her. She's a she, so it's okay, like the DNC memos said last year. We're doing whatever it takes. We don't care what voters say. We're going to put a woman in. So it's okay to get rid of voting as long as you have the gimmick. It's okay to block the voters as long as you have the stunt that it's a woman. Man, talk about emptiness. Talk about shallowness. We've got the Washington Post and others trying to spin this that it's okay to have the superdelegates basically ignoring what all the other delegates are saying who represent the voters, who were pledged to the voters. You know what is clear here? If they're willing to steal an election, if they're willing to steal a primary, they're willing to steal the big general election. And the big news that I've been reporting since Sunday with Roger Stone is the Trump camp is fully aware of that problem and is preparing major contingencies for it. So this is going to be a spectacular collision. As some polls have Donald Trump 10 points ahead, many 7 points, most scientific polls 5 points ahead. A minority of polls, 4 points or 3 points, but all of it within the margin of error. That's a big deal. And there's obviously the whole closeted effect that most people are scared to say they're voting for Trump, especially if they're liberal trendies, because they're afraid of being called racist. And so they're very, very closeted in their activities. But my dead reckoning tells me Trump's probably, I think Trump's about 15 points ahead, and if we're able to reach the Bernie Sanders people, the majority of Democratic voters, and get them out of their mind control and get them to actually vote for Trump, not just for one of the third-party candidates because they hate Hillary rightfully so much, I think Trump could win by 25%, way bigger than Reagan's landslide of what they called 10% or so. And that's because there's a major political realignment. We can hardly find, whether it's Texas or California, New York or Pennsylvania, Florida, Oregon, we can hardly find anyone that supports Hillary. I was driving around Austin yesterday and saw Bernie Sanders stickers on every 5th or 6th car. And so I was driving up to a dental appointment, and then I drove all the way back to South Austin, then to West Austin. I was driving around for about 2 hours yesterday taking care of errands. Actually longer because thunderstorms hit, and there was horrible traffic snarl going home. I was in traffic an hour. So I guess I was on the road 2.5 hours yesterday taking care of errands. It was one of those days. So I've been out of town, and there were just Bernie Sanders stickers everywhere. There were Donald Trump stickers everywhere. There were InfoWars stickers here and there, but there were just no Hillary stickers. I saw one Hillary sticker, one, because when you're stuck in traffic and driving around in a giant city from the base of the four corners of it, you start playing little games and stuff while you listen to the radio or, take phone calls and do business. And I was just on the lookout. Amazing. But that's what our reporters have found. Where are the Hillary supporters? And everybody's talking about this phenomenon. We can find almost no one on the streets that supports her. Most people say they're going to vote third party or for Trump. And these are hardcore liberals. So good job to them. I mean, I was really ashamed of the fact they weren't able to stop theft by Hillary, but I mean, what are they going to do? The mainstream media is allied with it, but what happens when the general public, local government, and others realize that the mainstream media is allied with foreign interests that have hijacked the nation and are basically suspending our elections. What happens at that point? That's the big question. We have more Islamic beheadings and attacks. We're going to get to all of it straight ahead.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Tread on me. Thank you for joining us, my friends. This is the 26th day of July 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours live. Then kicking off at 11 a.m. tomorrow, all the way through till 3 p.m. the next day. That is 28 hours. Of live broadcast. We'll have some special reports and boil down interviews and live reports from the ground in Philadelphia as Hillary is coronated queen, the first time in U.S. history that a presidential nominee publicly ignores a massive landslide by the other candidate, and where the superdelegates newly created in the 1970s but never used openly steal the popular vote and appoint her the nominee. And if you think they're going to do that nakedly out in the middle of plain view and not steal the general election, I got a bridge I want to sell you. But here's the good news. I don't need to get this information from Roger Stone or other folks close to Donald Trump. I can tell you point blank directly from Donald Trump. He is fully aware of what they're planning to do. And they are fully aware of the fact that he is surging way more than 4 or 5 points in national so-called scientific polls conducted by CNN and others. Those polls are completely spun, targeting Democrat voters, elderly people that have landlines, and things like that. When you go out and do real focus groups, especially in battleground states, in some areas he's gone from 3 to 5 points ahead to 10 points ahead. Now, if you were Hillary Clinton, who's already gone for broke and who's willing to do basically anything, what would you be pulling? We have over an hour of Nigel Farage interview that is not even aired yet because we got 3 different interviews with him. We've got some excerpts of that that are going to air today that are very powerful. Obviously, the founder and leader of UKIP, recently stepped down, but still the leader in spirit. We have a large part of that interview, about 40 minutes, that will be airing Never Before Seen tomorrow during the 28-hour transmission. And a lot of other interviews have never before been seen as well. Not just my co-host and anchors and reporters, not just our crew on the ground, not just a whole list of amazing guests. It's going to be a very, very important broadcast tomorrow where we really dig into every angle of what's happening in our society and track the latest things that are unfolding, not just here in the United States, but geopolitically. So definitely stay with us for that. Here's some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com. This one by Steve Watson. Dems panic over Trump surge. Michelle Obama calls Trump hateful in DNC speech while she talks about Obama wakes up in a house built by slaves. That'd be like if you were in the Roman Colosseum and you were Italian or have a Latin background and you started crying going, I had ancestors that might have been killed in here. I'm walking around. I mean, this is the craziest, just invoking of division anyone could ever imagine. It's so incredibly clear that that's the game here. And you have the new VP candidate of Hillary, Tim Kaine, promises bill to legalize illegal immigrants in first 100 days. And of course, that means legalize people with criminal records. That means legalize people that came here illegally. All the people trying to come here legally, well, they're just thrown to the wayside. But obviously, let's get into the big story that's front and center. If you go to drudgereport.com, you can see an image of the priest that had his head chopped off this morning during morning mass. ISIS has celebrated the men who killed the priest and attacked and stabbed others, have given credit to ISIS, and I'm quite frankly surprised that even UK newspapers and French newspapers admitted it was Islamic terror, because with the machete attack, the hatchet attack, the shooting attack, and the bombing attack that ran from Friday through Sunday, I mean, we're talking about attacks every day now. In fact, there's so many attacks, there's several here I've got in the stack, I can't even keep track of them anymore, because this is a worldwide ISIS offensive. I started telling people about 3 years ago when ISIS first came out with this new name. I said they fly the Al-Qaeda flag. It's Al-Qaeda renamed in Syria because our military is refusing to back them. They want to confuse the public and try to have us now back ISIS. When that failed, Turkey made a deal with NATO to bring them through and bring them into Europe to start a new crisis there. When you see 80% military-age men walking through Europe, getting on trains and Merkel inviting them in, you know it's an organized plan. And I said, when they attack, when there's terror attacks, they will say it's not terror attacks, and they will say that anyone criticizing it will be arrested. That's now started happening. And that you have to have Islamic classes in all public and private schools so that you, quote, won't anger them. Germany started doing that 2 years ago. The United States is starting it next year under federal Common Core standards. Many schools have already begun it. You can just type in public schools teaching Islam to teach tolerance in wake of attacks. That's how they spin it. We cut your head off. We shoot you. We blow you up. We go in your nightclub and murder you. You have to turn your guns in. You have to turn your free speech in. And we have seen, remember yesterday, BBC scrubs Ollie from Munich Killer's name on TV in articles and on social media. And in some articles, they changed his name to David. In fact, here it is. His name's not been officially released. But he's being named locally. That's a weird way to spin it. As David Sanballi. Oh, man. I mean, whoa. Next level, man. Next level. ISIS always takes responsibility. They always take responsibility. The killers do. But it's never reported until about a week later in the back of the paper. In fact, I had liberal media in Cleveland many times look at me and say, you're a liar. The mass shooting or the truck that ran over all the people in Nice, he didn't have accomplices. He wasn't Islamic. And it's like in the news he had five accomplices. In the news he was being coordinated. It's admitted that it was al-Qaeda training on how to use a vehicle. It's incredible. By the way, there's also this big white supremacist movement, a lot of it funded by Saudi Arabia and others, we've learned, that is saying all these jihad attacks are being carried out by Israelis. Now, let me give you the facts, okay? If someone falls on a banana peel, a Jew didn't do it. Radical Islam does exist. It was a false flag to have NORAD stand down to allow the supposed hijackers back and forth when they were on a terrorist list, and that event of 9/11 was used to attack non-radical secular Muslim countries like Iraq and blame them for what the Wahhabists, bare minimum, were involved in on 9/11. So there are events where they're staged or where the door is opened up, and we expose those. But these aren't false flags to blame Muslims because the controlled global media won't even say it's Muslims and covers it up with Beyond 1984 Newspeak and Ministry of Truth bizarreness. They're screaming Allah Akbar and pledging allegiance to ISIS, and they cover it up. He did that on the 911 tapes from the gay bar. And these other events, the McDonald's attacker, the guys that chopped the priest's head off and started stabbing people today in Normandy. I mean, I've got to explain this to you. The false flag is that our governments are letting these people in and covering up what they're doing as a pretext to then take our liberties and set up a police state. That's the false flag. This is real terror. ISIS is hundreds and hundreds of thousands of fighters and allowed to recruit all over the West. I saw them being protected years ago under the name Al-Qaeda, 5 years ago when they started the Syrian civil war. The globalists are running Islam. They're allowing the most radical forms of it to take over the entire religion and mass murder other Muslims. These attacks are real. And our government's bringing them in is real. And when they launch, these are probing attacks. I kept telling you, they're going to get larger and they're going to get closer together. We're being probed, we're being conditioned, we're being acclimated, we're being tested. This is a military technique where you do probing attacks that slowly increase until the enemy you're attacking gets used to being attacked so the enemy doesn't get really upset and mount an offensive. If there's a big attack, like a 9/11 or a Pearl Harbor, they know you'll stand up and take action in a big way. But if you slowly escalate the attacks, you tend to actually evolve, in their words, or adapt to being killed. And that's why the French Prime Minister said 2 weeks ago, we must accept terror and live with it. And it's right-wingers criticizing Islam's fault. They're telling you, get used to it. And the Islamists have made deals with the leaders of France and Germany that they will be dhimmis, they will be taken care of, they will be financed by Saudi Arabia and others if they accept the killing. Now, lots happening in the DNC. We're going to be looking at all of that coming up. We've got the latest on exactly what happened in the Religion of Peace attack in Normandy. The latest on Hillary trying to steal the election.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
North, to Alaska. To go north, the rest is on.
North, to Alaska.
To go north, the rest is on.
Here's a headline. Suicide bomber had recorded video on his phone pledging allegiance to ISIS before blowing himself up, injuring 12. But by the time it hit the BBC and the Telegraph and others, it said that a Syrian refugee was killed in a bomb blast. That's right. BBC reports German suicide bombing as if suicide bomber was the victim. Syrian migrant dies in German blast. That's the headline. Think about that. That's how they operate. That's how stupid they think you are. And imagine this collaborator media, if they stage false flags and blame it on patriots and start arresting people and disappearing us, the mainstream media will go along with it with pleasure. They told you Obamacare would make your health care free or cheaper. They told you you could keep your doctor. Then they said they never said that. And then Gruber said that he was hired by Obama to lie to the stupid public. And thank God you're so stupid, he said. And thank God the Hillary delegate said, we're going to ban the guns, but we're keeping it secret. I've been talking to Hillary. The plan is, oh, we're going to deceive them. And, of course, they stole the Bernie votes. But it's okay, because they're liberal when they overthrow Libya and put al-Qaeda in charge or try to overthrow Syria and start a civil war. Because they have pseudo-intellectual followers with the IQ of Muppets. When I say that, I'm serious. There's either evil Hillary minions that are preying on people who aren't even that smart, or they're like Muppet creatures. And then you talk to the Bernie people, they're pretty darn smart. Very articulate. I'm not kissing their butt. I really attack Bernie supporters because at the end of the day, socialism is one of the easiest things to corrupt and take over. So is capitalism. But capitalism, hands down, produces more wealth and more choices and more opportunity in history than anything else times 100. Even our broken form of crony capitalism is better than socialism. But we're going into a pure monopoly. Don't worry. And you'll get the crumbs, like Diamond and Silk say. They'll call that socialism. So you got fascism up here at the top, crony capitalism, and then they knock some crumbs off the side to us down here on the floor, little mice, and you go, here's your socialism. And then they control your whole destiny, your whole life. And now they've gotten to the point of where there's terror attacks every day in France, every day in Germany. I mean, they're covering a lot of these up. And they're arresting Germans that mildly criticize it. But now Hollande can't ignore it anymore. See, they've reached that moment, because he was saying this wasn't Islamic terrorists a few weeks ago. Hollande says France, that's their president, is at war with ISIS, Islamist knifemen, chanting Allah Akbar, behead French priest, 86, and leave none fighting for her life. They were going to kill a bunch of people inside, but the cops showed up very quickly. Fighting for her life, storming the mass before police shoot them dead. Well, the headline should be knife beheads priest, because it said truck, you know, kills 80-something in Nice. Catholic church where priest was murdered was among several targets found on the suspected jihadist arrest listed last year. Yep. It's all about fear. In Muslim nations, the last churches are closing all over the world because they'll come and kill you because it's a religion of peace. People say, but be nice to the Muslims. You know, there's nice ones. Yeah, but the dominant part of the religion is go murder. They're all killing each other. You got Sunnis killing Sunnis because this other group isn't radical enough. It's a joke. It needs to be reformed. Admit it. Germany boosts police presence and warns of further terrorism. Well, I thought there was no such thing as terrorism. Alert raised after the latest bombing, Ansbach, the fourth bloody act of violence in the country in a space of a week. Yeah, there's more than that. Meanwhile, the Pope says open the borders more and that it's our fault. And he says he didn't want to hear about the Christian roots. That makes him become physically ill. Of course, he lives behind giant walls himself. And if you get caught trying to climb them, you get shot by the Swiss Guard. But don't worry, the London mayor, an admitted jihadi, seeks more powers to protect post-Brexit city. He wants powers, Reuters reports, to ignore the federal government and make it an EU city. That's called mutualization. Schwarzenegger heads up the global program for that. Austin, Texas, to a great extent, is under UN control. We have a pretty good police department and some good people in the city. But the top of the city is literally going under UN rules. They've got all these armed code enforcers running around harassing everybody. That is a police state and disgusting. See the average cop around Austin, they're nice. You see a code enforcer, I saw some yesterday, they were just bugging their eyes out at people walking into a 7-Eleven. I mean, if I didn't have to get somewhere, I was going to go in and confront him and say, why are you walking around like you're a third world, you know, North Korean police officer?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
For 23 hours, 27 minutes, out from the kickoff of the 28-hour live broadcast tomorrow. Infowars.com/giant to find the free audio and video feeds. Stations are welcome to carry parts of it or all of it. Stations are welcome free to air to put their commercials over any segments they want, because large parts of it are going to be commercial free. We're going to be putting the links up at Infowars.com/giant to the TV satellite feed, the radio satellite feeds, and also the HD video stream feed and a lower res feed as well. And it really, it's live coverage of the DNC coronation of Hillary to a great extent, but also what's happening geopolitically. And it is a super sale fundraiser. I don't really call this a money bomb, because all we're doing is giving you some of the best specials of the year. And when I say best specials of the year, I've never offered 40% off on BrainForce, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic. It has amazing properties that are well documented. One of the ingredients is prescription in Europe. This, in a healthy way, boosts your mental faculties. It certainly has for myself. I'll warn you, though, if you're already super tired, and you take this, because I was doing this some in Cleveland, it'll give you energy that coffee and stuff won't. But I've noticed Dew and I both get a little mean when we're on it if we're already super exhausted. So you need to understand that it's some serious stuff, real serious stuff. So check it out. 40% off, a great way to support the broadcast, but more importantly, a great way to try out BrainForce and see how great this nootropic is for yourself. Incredibly low price. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it and get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You can also sign up for auto ship and 10% off on top of that. Or you can also orders $50 or more, free shipping. So there's a lot of specials. 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. 20% off Super Male Vitality. Those are huge specials and a lot more at InfoWarsLife.com. For the nutraceuticals, or InfoWarsStore.com, the umbrella site. We have the third edition Hillary from Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. When those do, the fourth generation will be here. And we have the new Hillary rape shirt. Oh, excuse me, Bill rape shirt. She just covers up for him. That shows Bill Clinton, and then under it says the words rape, like the iconic Obama Hope chain shirt. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. Though, I'll be quite honest with you, and by the way, this shirt's already been the London Guardian, the New York Times, it's already gotten a lot of attention, and we are the exclusive distributor of it right now. Roger Stone developed the shirt with his crew. I will assure you that you will see triggering, but the problem is, there aren't really any Hillary supporters out there. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Labe with the M4 in gray and camouflage, and we have it with the good old Texas Cannon variety as well. This fabric is so soft. These are made in America shirts, printed in America shirts, only $22.95. And the shirts almost cost us $10. So this is a designer style shirt. In fact, I love this type of fabric. It's cotton with a mix. So I actually went and found out who the manufacturer was of this style shirt. Found out it was made in America, and it was a lot less than some of the companies I'd used before. And so it is the type of shirt you pay $35, $40 for. We're selling it for $22. It is a designer shirt. Again, I have bought this shirt with a different design, but the same shirt, for $35 at a shopping center. Okay? $22. But what matters is it funds the operation, you know, the $10 we make or so. Don't tread on me on the back, InfoWars.com. You don't have to be a Texan. It's just like wearing a Molon Labe. You don't have to be Greek from Thermopylae in the Battle of 300 to wear a Molon Labe shirt to celebrate. That means come and take it. So Texans were saying Molon Labe. In fact, they had some flags, even had it in Latin and in Greek. And so they were taking that. They weren't stealing it. They were taking it at Gonzales, at the Alamo, from the 300. You had 180-something at the Alamo. Same deal. There's famous battles with the Japanese where a couple hundred, you know, held off a couple thousand. This is something in every culture. Whether you're Japanese or whether you're African, you know, from Nigeria, or whether you're from Mexico, it doesn't matter. You can be part of this. This is just a modern example of come and take it. Everybody gets killed. But it doesn't matter. That then helps the sleeping giant awaken. It's the sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen. It's the will to commit. It's the archetype that we see in culture. But it's not just in movies and in fantasy land where, you know, the old general gets cut down before he launches the whole next generation of resistance. The tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants, to quote Thomas Jefferson. So Operation Sleeping Giant, super sale, fundraiser, now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone. 888-253-3139. Take advantage today. Now, by the way, we've had election coverage before just with the free audio and video streams that has had 3.2 million people tune in on top of our regular radio and TV audience of millions. But a lot of times we do live election coverage and only 400,000, 500,000. Oh, that's terrible. Bigger than the average MSNBC show tunes in. But when you get the links to, say, InfoWars.com/giant or InfoWars.com/show, which will both have the live feed kicking off tomorrow at 11 a.m., when you spread the word about that, or when you're listening on a local station and call your friends and family and tell them, tune in, something special is happening right now on the radio. America's waking up. The sleeping giant is rising. It's your energy. It's your excitement that is infectious. It's the cure to this disease. The globalists see us as a disease. No, they're the disease. So we're reaching this epic tidal shift moment right now. And so take that link. We're going to put it on Facebook, Twitter. Send those links out to everyone you know. Not just for this special live event, but for other special live events. Because we're seeing the Liberty Movement with the figurehead who has the courage and the honor to stand against the threats, the intimidation, the lies. We're seeing the incredible action take place right now with Donald Trump up there to where political correctness is being crushed. We are seeing a movement now where they tried to steal the election from Trump, but were unable to. They're now partly successful doing it with Bernie when he won by even bigger margins from the numbers I've seen than Trump did against other Republicans. I mean, it's staggering how bad he trounced her. Oh, you won by 20 points in New Hampshire? We're taking it. Oh, you won by 20-something points in California? We're taking it. Oh, we already met yesterday with superdelegates who decided your vote doesn't count. And then it's hardly even in the newspapers, and the Washington Post is out there defending it today. There's no way long-term they're getting away with this. Unless they bring in a total dictatorship, shut down the free speech, and really start arresting people en masse. That's what's happening in China. That's what's happening in Turkey. That's what's happening in Venezuela. That's what's happening in areas of Europe. Folks, this is really happening. And if you think we're immune from this, we have all the hallmarks of a very dangerous third world country now with nuclear weapons and a very crazed, corrupt, decadent elite engaged in class and race warfare to keep the peasants all fighting with each other while they rob the entire show and try to steal the future. Now, that said, I've got a bunch of clips I want to go to, a lot of things I want to break down. The first thing I want to play is Nigel Farage talking to our reporter, Margaret Howell. And again, a lot of these interviews that we take last week with him, we had four different interviews with him, have never aired. Those are going to be cobbled together and aired tomorrow during the 28-hour special broadcast with a lot of other stuff. Just get ready. A lot of surprises, you name it. But before we go any further, I want to play what Farage had to say about I'm not leaving the movement. And he told me some things at dinner a couple nights after we did the interview. And he said, listen, I've been the leader of the party since we founded it 24 years ago. I just can't keep leading it forever. I got to let new blood in. Obviously, there's been security threats. People have come after him, but he doesn't get into that. He wants to spend some time with his family. He's still in the EU Parliament for a couple more years, but he said, I'm not going to be the leader of the party anymore. I'm giving folks in the UK government, like the Conservatives, a chance to do the right thing and follow the voters' edict. And if they don't, I'll be forced to come back. But boy, they're putting the screws to us, trying to shut our economy down right now, and I'm going to be battling to make sure that the EU doesn't try to persecute us. So he's an amazing leader. He's very charismatic. He's very, very plain spoken, but it's powerful. And so I'm glad to hear he's not leaving the movement. Even though they set up his plane, they attacked his car repeatedly, the police in France and elsewhere have said no, they're trying to kill him. And Farage does have folks coming after him. It's very serious. Very serious. So can you imagine? I mean, the globalists aren't playing games. And they have really, really tried to take this guy out. So he is a hero. Here's part of that interview.
Margaret Howell reporting for InfoWars.com here in Cleveland, where we just saw Nigel Farage speak to Tucker Carlson. He was addressing the questions of where is he going? Why is he leaving? What's he going to do next? He said he's going to stay in an advisory position and be very much a part of leading Britain out of the EU. He answered our questions. He wouldn't comment, though, on whether or not he felt safe. He said he doesn't discuss the personal side of this. But victorious leader came to Cleveland. He wouldn't comment on the RNC other than to say that he doesn't like Hillary Clinton. And we asked him some pretty interesting questions. You're going to catch our interview in just a second. I'm Margaret Hell reporting for InfoWars.com. Ask me why you're going to quit, because we all... I'm just wondering, like, what's going to happen to the movement if you go?
Well, I'm not going completely. I'm not disappearing. I'm not moving up into the mountains to live in a shed. You know? I mean, I'm going to go on being an MEP until we exit the European Union and overseeing that process and commenting on it. And I will, if I can, hold the government's feet to the fire to make sure that they hold faith with the people that have voted. And I'm still going to be around and commenting and saying things and doing things and supporting the party. You can't be leader forever. Nobody can be leader. Don't matter who you are. You can't do it forever. I've been doing this a hell of a long time. I've dedicated 25 years of my life to getting back the democratic independence of our country. We won this referendum. I think now was the right time.
You're not retiring fully. You're just...
I am not retiring. You know, I haven't... I'm not going to go and sit and, as I say, up in the hills and smoke a pipe all day. No.
Are you worried that the globalists are going to try to hijack this Brexit?
They can try if they want to. But it won't work. Those people who made their minds up to vote for Brexit, despite all the threats that they were getting from the international community, the political... I mean, could have been, the US president even came to London to tell them what they should do. And they made their minds up. They struck out. They voted for freedom. That's what they voted for. If they don't get it, they don't get it. If they're betrayed, then you'll see even bigger political shocks than we saw with the Brexit result.
Are you worried about your personal safety at all?
Well, whether I am or not, I don't discuss that sort of thing in public. It doesn't make sense.
All right, now, again, we're going to have I think it's 45 minutes, at least the clip I saw, several interviews. Lee had an interview, Hal did, others did. So our crew interviewed him three different times. So it's big. We got a Tucker Carlson interview in there as well. That's all coming up tomorrow. I tell you, get to know Tucker Carlson in person. He's been under to visit me a couple times, and I got to have dinner with him for about 2 hours. And he's a patriot. He's just kind of been waiting for America to wake up so that he could successfully, I guess, keep his job at Fox News telling the truth. But you can also see the writing on the wall that they're not going to let people tell the truth at Fox News. Just since they forced Ailes out last Wednesday, I've already been watching Fox every day. Massive difference in coverage. I'm watching it, and it's like I'm watching CNN, unless it's Hannity. And I think they're going to fire Hannity. I mean, they want to destroy it. They want to destroy it. They want to shut this country down. Rupert Murdoch's a Hillary supporter, and his sons are even worse. A lot of folks go, good, everybody will just come to your show. I don't want to be successful on the backs of people who were censored and shut down, but it's more important than that. I'm not a moron. If they can hijack and infiltrate and take down Fox News, as David Brock swore he would do in a Politico article 4 years ago with, quote, infiltrators, he said, we got Soros money. It was a Politico. We have already infiltrated alternative media. We're targeting it, and we're going to sabotage it and bring it down, and Fox News is front and center. And we have specifically, folks, I can tell you, dealt with Media Matters operatives. And he said, we are infiltrating. Infiltration. Military operations. They mean business. And now that they're finishing up at Fox, they're going to try to absorb that. That's a big elephant to eat. They're going to move on to Drudge next, Rush Limbaugh, and then yours truly. And they're like, well, Alex, you don't agree with Rush Limbaugh on quite a few things. It doesn't matter. He's pro-gun. He doesn't want to destroy the country. He doesn't want to deindustrialize us. Rush is not a globalist. They're going to get him. People go, well, wow, you've been up against him for 19 years. Aren't you glad? No, I'm not glad. I never wanted to be up against Rush Limbaugh. The network I'm on doesn't tell me what to say, but they told me what time slot I was on if I wanted to be carried on that network. Now, I'm separate from the network now for many years, own my own show, control it, have my own separate media operations, but this is the slot I'm in. I was a nighttime host, and but I know I take no pleasure. I mean, I don't know if people's brains work, that if Drudge went away, I would get way less traffic. See, people don't get it. A movement needs to grow and take back the country and the world. I'm not a movement of myself that wants to be the one big guy as the ship goes under. And I'm sitting on top of the crow's nest, you know, as the last person to go under the ice. No, thank you. I mean, it's just the way people think. No wonder some people aren't successful. I can't tell you, the so-called Liberty Movement, how many other talk show hosts and people have come and gone who had talent because all they wanted to do was hijack the movement, control it, and make stuff up about people like it was some kind of junior high prom where everyone's putting out rumors about the quarterback because they're jealous of him. I mean, it's mental illness. I'm in a war to try to defeat tyranny for my family because I believe in a level playing field and know how dangerous tyranny is historically. And so everybody better understand what's happening at Fox News is bad news. I've had so many people celebrate it to me. Oh, I hate them. They're fake conservatives. Look at them. Oh, my gosh. Oh, of course, they're going to make it liberal now. Ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, do you understand what this means? I guess you don't. And it's not even bad people that are talking to me like this. I mean, they're overall smart folks. But, yes, Fox has been controlled for a certain extent because Ailes was being threatened the whole time. They want to control the conservative movement, and they want to model it after kind of the Rockefeller Republicans and kind of slowly put it to sleep and slow it down. And so folks think that there's really an opposition. But it became a real opposition because a lot of people that were hosts weren't going to go along with the destruction of the country. And so Roger Ailes wouldn't punish and fire people like Sean Hannity. But now you're going to see the hatchet come down, folks. Absolute tyranny, and you're going to see Hillary try to steal the election. We're seeing the real fall of this country right now. America's fighting for its life.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Group, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order.
Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We'll be right back.
Philip Watson will be joining us from London, taking over for 2 hours. Then Jakari Jackson is taking over because I've got to get ready for the 28-hour marathon transmission. And quite frankly, we just bit off more than we can chew with the RNC and DNC and the size of our crew, everything else we're doing. We normally have weeks to get ready for these 28-hour broadcasts. We started getting ready Friday. I was up here Saturday and Sunday working with Anthony Gucciardi and one of the tech people. Anthony worked till about midnight on Sunday. I'm not complaining or not about having to work. It's just that I've got to get this ready because we've got some big breaking news. We've got a lot more taking place. I've got to make some phone calls. Right now, I know a whole bunch of huge developments that if I could tell you would be probably top stories in the country. And I've pretty much been authorized to talk about this, but it's so big, a lot of this, I kind of hesitate. Because if I don't put it out there just right, I mean, the truth's the truth, but it's how it's put out. Something mega huge almost has no effect. Petty little stupid stuff gets picked up and it's huge for some reason, but really important stuff just gets ignored. And I don't know how to describe this. It's surreal to watch Hillary Clinton steal all those states. So I have to go back and get all those states she stole. That's what I'm going to basically take off and do in the next few hours. And go get all the articles and show the states they took, and show the states Sanders really won. I got to add up the numbers. We've done this before, but when I add up the numbers, show the graph so people can see it. And show the New York Daily News article about it. To their credit, they reported on it. And illustrate it for people. We've got to illustrate it for people that Sanders really did win, and that the superdelegates have just told everybody, we don't care what you do, starting in New Hampshire, ending in California, we're going to give it to Hillary. And all the articles where they said, look, we don't care, we're going to do it. And the Republicans saying, we don't care, we're going to do it. I've got to somehow, you know, put that out to just ask America, is this really who we are? Because they just hope we're too lazy to get into the minutia of it and understand it's total suspension of the election, but they act like there was an election. It's how the Soviet Union would do things. But really, it's how Communist China does it with a Central Committee and a Politburo. Now, the Bernie people know it, and they're hopping mad. But this is a major referendum on can you steal a primary, can you steal an election. And then the big news is the Trump camp has been working late into the night the last few evenings with top experts on this, chronicling Hillary's frauds. And to their credit, just like Trump came out and said, hey, the Republicans are stealing states from me, and the Republicans are trying to say superdelegates count, this is a fraud, that forced them to back off and not try to actually steal it. They said they were, but Trump spoke out, so it backfired. Well, Trump's going to have to speak out about if Crooked Hillary stole this from Bernie and show the numbers and show the graphs. And if I got to do the work for the campaign, I will. Because I know they're going over all of it. We need Trump to come out and say, listen, lady, I'm ahead of you in the polls. Don't you think for a minute you're going to steal jack squat. It's the only thing that'll stop her doing it. And I know they agree with me. But I'm just sitting here just with this feeling of history in front of us. Almost like desperation if in the future I nostalgically look back and haven't done my job. It's like desperation before the fact. It's just totally animating that I shouldn't even be here on the radio. I should be dropping all of this to try to collate and codify all that info. And folks, don't wait for me to do it. You need to put it together.
Thank you for listening.
I mean, this is other media, Daily Caller, WorldNet Daily. I don't care about the credit. We got to put the case on. It's a fact. It's already been admitted. We got to show it.
Introduce.